Hello, welcome to this pleasant music. Welcome to a demonstration of the Denon Remote app, which is used to control the Denon media receivers / hi-fi / stereo sets. You can currently hear our stereo set playing in the background. And you can hear that there's a bit of background noise in this station. It's playing over FM, so it's a radio. And I'm currently controlling it with the handy remote control, which is kind of huge. These are the speakers that come with this device by default. You can hook up your own speakers to the receiver, and then you just buy the receiver. For those interested, this is the RCD-N8, so that's the RCD-N8. There's also an N5, but I believe its model number is slightly different. I do not remember exactly what it's called, but so that's the receiver, and then there's a set of speakers that comes with it, but you can also just buy the receiver and then hook up your own speakers. This thing plays CDs, it does radio, it has an iPhone 4S dock with 30 pins thing, it can do USB playback from a stick, it has analog inputs of various kinds, it has an optical digital input, so it does CDs, it has AirPlay, it can stream music over the network using DLNA / UPnP. So in terms of geeky phrases, there you have it. This is the ideal device for a geek. Not necessarily blind geek, but a geek in general. And I must say the speakers that come with it, they're small. And they are pretty good for what they are. They're cheap as well. I think $100 if you buy them separately. So as for speakers, you know, they're not the most expensive speakers ever. But they sound pretty good. And the rest of the device, the actual receiver, is also pretty good. So instead of babbling about it, I thought I would demonstrate the iPhone and Android app that comes with this, which is extremely useful for blind people. There are a few other receivers, which I think also do video, which have even more features for the app, but this is mostly a hi-fi set and not really a home cinema thing. So, for example, you cannot control the device settings from the app, but apart from that, you can do a whole lot of other things, which is pretty cool. So I'll just go ahead and demonstrate that briefly without trying to be a definitive guide on the app, because there's just too much to do with it and it will probably change over time anyway. So I'm not going to do a full demonstration, just a few quick looks at things. The Android app I have not personally tried. I know that it works. We have Android devices in the home and they work. I just don't know if it's accessible. The iPhone app is pretty accessible if you can live with a few quirks. So here's the speaker set. And it's hissy hiss. This is a station that we do not have on the favorites list. So I can demonstrate going to a favorite station on the FM tuner right from the app. Let's open the app then. Navigation bar return. By the way, this is an iPhone 5S. And I do apologize for using this voice and this voice rate, but that's what I use. So I hope it is easy to understand for you. The settings button in this app, this by the way is the main screen of the app here. Settings button doesn't seem to do anything. Settings. I can tap it and nothing happens. Navigation bar return. To the left of that is the return button, which takes you to the screen of a device that you're currently using, should there be one, but we'll get to that in a second. Settings. Devices. Devices, while I'm flicking to the right, is another thing I'll get to in a second. App settings. Then there's app settings, demo mode, that's it. App settings is really not all that exciting. Navigation bar return. App settings. Slideshow interval. You can set a slideshow interval. App sounds. Switch button. Off. And you can turn sounds on and off. I have those turned off. I've never actually used them. I don't know what they would do. The voiceover back gesture, like the scrub thing, doesn't work here. So you have to go navigation bar return. Top of screen. Navigation bar return. Press navigation that return button. And then it goes back. Settings. Devices. So devices is the screen you really want to look at. Navigation bar return. Again, that return button. Devices. Navigation bar remote button. I don't know exactly what that button does. Please choose a device. Ellipsis. Heading. It doesn't seem to affect much. Seal. There's my device, the CEOL. Capital C. Capital E. Capital O. Capital L. So the remote. Seal, which is the name of the device. Again, it's a receiver with a speaker set, and it's made by Denon. Arrow button. There's an arrow button, which if you click on it. Navigation bar return button. Seal. Max allows you to assign buttons and set the max volume that the app can send to protect your speakers from accidental high volumes. Name. And you can set the name of the device on the network presumably. I haven't messed with that. I have changed the maximum volume to go all the way, because as a voiceover user, I find that you have to use the volume buttons and you cannot quickly slide or tap and hold. So to me, it's really not all that dangerous to have the max volume option, because we can't really break it. If you can use the slider or keep your finger on the button, it might be tricky, because if you hold it down too much, you blow your speakers, but to me, that's not a big deal. Okay, so now there's talk on the radio. Let's go and explore this. Add devices is used to manually enter the IP address, should it not be detected, but this one is. So we can double tap on seal, which is the name of my device. The setup button right there takes you back to the main screen. Let's see. All right, so here's all the options we're used to. And then if you press that return button, as I said, it flicks back to this. And you can see buttons. And you can see that as well, which I don't know what that does. I think it says now, which I would assume takes you to the current active mode when you're doing something else on the device. This button turns the device off. I don't know if it's a full standby or if it's like a semi-standby. There's a physical button on the device that turns it into standby mode. I don't know if this is that or if this is something else, but it seems to turn the device off. And you notice that it dimmed for a second. Then it comes back, and if you wait a little while longer, there's the device again playing radio. So that's that. Select icon big tuner button. This is the big tuner icon, which I don't think does anything. Select icon big tuner. Internet radio. Ah, it does do a music server. All right, so it jumps my focus, but it didn't seem to have done. Select input. Ellipsis. Ah, that's what it did. Select an input. Done. Button. And then it says done. iPod player. And then it has all the inputs. We'll get done. To that later. Button. First, let's get out of this station. Select tuner. Select icon favorites. Button. By going to select the favorites. Thing, which is pretty useful, actually, to have an accessible favorites screen. I explored the screen. Okay. I explored the screen with my finger, and I landed on number 5. There's number 4. You can delete it or activate it. So if you have a station assigned, which these are all empty, that's empty. Now if we go further to the left, there's radio 2 on slot number 2, and radio 1 on slot number 1. So let's go to 2. You could delete it right here. But you can also double tap. And then it plays radio 2. And you will notice that the screen changes. Select icon and favorites button. Tuner. There's the add favorites button. Samantha says favorites, but. Select icon and favorites button. So you can make a station a favorite, which is a bit quirky in that it will assign to the first slot, and then you have to say no to that and then pick a slot, double tap, and then it assigns it properly. I'm sure that's a glitch in voiceover performance, not necessarily with the app, but that's not a big deal. There's a label, not a button, but just a label. FM. There's another. 101.10. That's probably the MHG. Megahertz. And here's a button. And there's another button, left and right, which, as you might surmise, changes the station. We're currently playing another station. And swipe to the right some more. Volume icon button. There's a volume icon. 11. Volume BT small button. There's a volume button small. 18%. Volume BT small. And another volume button small. And that's all there is. Now you would say that this slider here is for changing the volume. 8%. But you see it doesn't really do anything. You can double tap it. 8% adjustable. Doesn't do anything. Volume BT small. Swipe off it. 18% adjustable. Swipe back on, it's back to 18. 8%. Turn it down, swipe off, back on, it's now at 8%, but you notice that there's no difference. Hold down and slide, does change it, but it's really tricky. So you can double tap and hold, but you see it's kind of flaky. So what I do is I go either to the left to turn the volume down, or I go to the right. Volume BT small. Volume BT small. Volume BT small. Volume BT small. To turn it up. And I don't think you can double tap and hold on this. So, 15%. Volume let's go 9.
Volume icon.
Back to another station.
1290x40 left.
There we go. And if you quickly want to turn the volume up, like, you know, maybe you like this song an immense lot, you just do a four-finger single tap near the bottom of the screen to go to the bottom of the screen. And you just hammer that button like an idiot. Alright, I turned it down with the actual physical remote control, just there. So this is something you can do in the tuner, which is quite impressive. You can set favorites, you can call favorites, you can do all that.
Navigation bar return.
Pretty good.
Select icon and satellites button.
Okay.
Tuner.
You will notice that it now actually has this tuner screen open.
Select icon, navigation bar return.
And if we return,
navigation bar setup button.
We get to this
seal,
previous screen
navigation bar now,
with
Meru,
the power button, which is called Meru, M-A-R-U. I don't know why. Maybe a translation issue or something. But so that's the power button.
Select icon, big tuner button.
There's that tuner button, which I tabbed and didn't know what it would do.
Tuner. Select icon favorites button.
And there's where you can select a favorite.
Select icon internet radio button.
But there is a button for internet radio.
Select icon music server button.
Or one from music server.
Select icon USB button.
Or one for USB.
Favorites.
And then you notice that
internet radio.
It has labels below the buttons which are read independently, which is a common issue with apps.
Music server.
So these are just the labels, and then the buttons have the text on it too. So that's kind of an inconvenience, but it's not a big deal.
USB.
There's another.
Select icon tuner button.
Here are more buttons for the tuner.
Select icon and optical button.
The optical input.
Select icon CD button.
CD.
Select icon iPod button.
iPod.
Tuner.
I think.
Digital in. CD. iPod player. Volume icon button.
And the iPod player, which I don't know if that is the dock or if that is something else.
11.
I don't have a device capable of using this dock because I have a 5S and the dock is 30 pin.
Volume help button.
And here you notice that
volume BT small button. 18%. Adjust volume BT small.
We have these volume buttons again.
18% volume BT small. Volume help button.
And volume help? I don't know
button.
What the use of that is.
Settings. Current device. Now playing. Home to edit. On slash off. Source select. Indicator.
Oh.
Plus. Hyphen. Volume. Volume slider.
It seems to
volume.
Do all kinds of things. Well,
settings. Current device. Settings button.
That's interesting. I'm not sure what this does.
Settings. Current device.
Nor am I sure how to get out of it.
Not playing. Home to edit.
I don't
not playing.
Want
device.
To edit. I want to go back. Oh dear.
Navigation bar setup button.
Ah.
Seal button. Navigation bar now. Button.
Better.
Volume BT small button. 18%.
We're now back in the other screen. I really don't know what that did.
Volume BT small.
Again, I haven't explored the full app and I'm just doing that right now.
Volume help.
Let's go to the CD player and see if we can eject the CD from here. That would be kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
11.
Again, this is, I want to do this for Blind Geek Zone because I enjoy those podcasts where you just listen to somebody enjoying their device instead of having a serious face demo of something. So
volume icon.
I figured I might send it there.
iPod player.
If this comes out properly.
CD. Digital in. Tuner.
So
select icon iPod. Select icon CD.
The geeky thing to do is to
select icon.
Open the CD player and see if we can eject the tray from here.
CD. No disc.
No disc.
Button. Button. Button.
I can see buttons that are not labeled.
Volume BT small.
And button. Those volume buttons, of course.
Volume 11. Volume icon. Button. Button. Button.
Maybe one of these ejects the tray.
Button. 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 No disc.
There are quite a few, though.
Button.
Let's see. That one sure didn't.
Button.
Nor that one.
Button.
Nor that one.
Button.
You can skip this section of the podcast, of course.
Button.
Well, it seems there is not
button.
A button to open the tray.
Volume icon. Button.
Which makes sense, because why would you remotely open the tray anyway? But
navigation bar return.
Okay, button. So this is the CD player screen. Again, you can return.
Navigation bar setup.
And button. You get that screen
navigation bar now.
With
button.
All the other things. I think the now takes you to the
navigation bar return. CD.
Yeah, it takes you to the active mode.
Navigation
okay.
Bar return,
so let's return.
Navigate, seal, navigation bar now,
another thing you can do
Meru,
is
select icon big CD,
tap this thing.
Select icon big CD, dimmed, internet radio.
And
select input, ellipsis, done, button, iPod player, favorites, internet radio, music server, last, FM, Spotify, iPod, USB, CD, tuner, digital in, analog in one, analog in two.
Gives you even more options to choose from.
Analog, digital in.
Let's go to the tuner.
Tuner. Navigation bar return button.
So that's another way of getting to wherever you want to be, which is a bit more extended than this home screen, which doesn't have the inner login things. Okay.
Select icon tuner.
So now let's go into something that's actually cool.
Tuner. Select icon favorites. Button. Select icon internet radio. Button. Select icon music server.
Internet button. Radio is actually pretty cool. Let's go there
select
for a minute.
Internet radio. Select internet. Internet radio.
Yes. Internet radio is pretty cool.
Select icon music server. Button. Select icon USB. Button. Select icon internet radio. Button.
Yes, I did that already. Come on. There we go.
Navigation bar return.
Yeah, sometimes the app is a bit flaky.
Internet radio. Search. Search field. Netherlands.
That's my country.
Search stations.
Search stations.
Search podcasts.
Search podcasts.
Recommended stations.
Recommended stations.
Navigation bar home. Button.
And you can go home.
Toolbar icon top. Button.
And there's an icon which I don't know what that does.
Volume icon. Button.
And considering how quirky this app can be, I'm not going to try that icon either.
Toolbar. Navigate. Recommended stations. Search podcasts.
Anyway, if you go to search stations.
Search stations. Location.
You get a pretty decent list.
Genre.
Location, genre.
Navigation bar home. Button.
Or home.
Genre. Location.
Let's pick location. Because that's pretty cool.
Africa. Asia.
Asia.
Caribbean.
Central
America. Europe. Internet only. Middle East. North America. Oceania. South America.
So it's pretty cool. Let's go to North America.
Oceania. North America. Empty list.
And again, this is all done on the device. The device does something. It sends the results to the app.
Navigation bar home. Button. Empty list.
And
search. Search field. North America.
Of course, this
navigation bar return.
Time around didn't really do anything.
North America. Search. Empty list. Empty list.
Which is sad because empty less list. Time it works.
Navigation bar home. Toolbar icon top.
Great.
Navigation bar return. Button.
So let's try that again.
Middle East.
This is what
North America.
Happens when you do a test without or
Canada.
A podcast. There we go.
Mexico. United States.
So as I was saying, this is what happens on the device. It's not that the app is now opening internet radio. That's what the device is doing.
Alabama.
And that's Alabama. Now I
Rose 10 to 19 of 50
have been in New York.
Rose 19 to 28 of 50, Mississippi.
And
Missouri, Montana, Nebraska,
so
Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York.
I would like a station from that state.
Celtic.
Right?
Christian Contemporary.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Rock.
Christian, yeah, sure. Why not?
FLN, Resound.
I mean, it's ethically right to play that sort of stuff.
KLOV 96.7 WKLV. Navigation bar home. Button. KLOV 90, FLN, Resound. Search.
There's only two stations.
FLN, Resound.
Well, let's pick one. And wait a little while.
Button.
There we have a Christian rock station.
FLN, Resound. Manifesto, the City Harmonic. Control of icon stop. Button. Volume icon. Button. 11. Volume BT small.
Let's turn it down
volume
a bit.
BT small. Volume BT small. Volume BT small.
So this is that station. And again, this is the device doing that, not the phone.
8. Volume icon. Controller icon. Manifesto.
This oh,
harmonic.
You can actually see the...
Controller. Volume icon. 8.
Now it's at 8.
Volume BT small. Volume BT small. 7.
Now it's at 7.
Volume 12%.
And you can also see slider. That's useful.
Volume 7. Volume icon. Controller icon stop. Button. Manifesto. The City Harmonic. FLN. Resound. Button. Internet radio.
And labeled button there.
Select icon and favorites. Button. Navigation bar return.
Can make
button.
This a favorite.
Navigation bar return.
Or you can go back. Hopefully.
Christian Rock.
Ah, yes, that's one thing I was going to mention.
Navigation bar now. Button.
That returns you back to the list.
Search.
So presumably,
navigation bar home.
Home.
Navigation bar setup. Button.
Yep, takes you to this screen, which is useful.
Seal.
So you can either go back by levels, or you can go back home all the way.
Navigation bar now. Button. Narrow. Button. Select icon. Internet radio.
I did say this wasn't going to be a proper podcast.
Internet radio.
Now did I not?
Select icon internet radio.
Internet radio.
Select icon music server.
Let's go to the music server, which is pretty cool too.
Select icon music server.
The music server.
Navigation bar return. Button.
Uses DLNA / UPnP, so it is not like an FTP or a web server or a SMB server, CIFS, you name it. It's not a file-based thing. It really uses the DLNA media streaming feature. So your whatever device you have has to support that.
Select music server.
And I can tell you that if you have, for example, the FUBAR 2000 media player on Windows, and you install the DLNA add-on, you can actually control the device volume right from your FUBAR, as well as probably stream from FUBAR to this device if you want to do that.
Refresh.
So that's pretty cool.
China, ReadyNAS Ultra 2.
There's my ReadyNAS Ultra 2, which is my home server, and it's called Sharna. Because I'm an Earth Search fan, and so I use Earth Search character names for my servers. Earth Search, by the way, is a audio drama by James Follett from the 80s.
Navigation bar return. Button.
And it's awesome.
Sharna, ReadyNAS Ultra 2.
Okay, so there's that.
Search. Search field.
You can search.
Browse folders.
Browse folders.
Music.
Music.
Pictures.
Pictures.
Video.
Video. Now this is a audio-only device, so either you would do music,
picture, music,
or you would browse the folders.
Browse folders,
which is what I will do.
Collecties.
And these are Dutch names because the family is Dutch. I am Dutch, and so I have to stick with Dutch names.
Voice fluid.
For the time being, there's flute music.
Instrumental.
Instrumental, which that comes out pretty well.
Jazz.
Jazz, of course, is jazz.
Vibe.
I don't know what that is.
Netherlands vibe.
I don't even know what it says.
L-I-V-E.
Oh, live. Okay, sorry.
Netherlands delete.
Dutch.
Pop.
Pop.
Rock.
Right? And then?
Trans.
Trans as well. I didn't even know that.
Navigation bar home.
And now you can go home. Let's play some trans, right?
Trans.
Because I am told that the thing to do if you're a teenager, sorry if I'm insulting you now, but the thing to do is to blow your speakers on some dance music to prove that they're capable, so we'll do that.
Table index, adjustable.
Table index, you know, your basic
capital A, heading.
Things.
Armin van Buuren, shivers.
There's music. That's the only trends I have, by the way.
Navigation bar home button.
See, there's my home button. So we'll play this.
Armin van Buuren, shivers.
You can open it.
Shivers, shivers, Armin van Buuren.
And there's the artist, which is failing to pronounce properly.
Gold digger, shivers, Zicalo, shivers, gypsy, chip, who is what, bounce that, control free, chip, serenity, shivers, hidden bonus track, shivers, Armin van Buuren. Navigation bar home.
And you will notice that it doesn't give the numbers of the tracks, but it does sort them in order of tracks as opposed to alphabetically, which is useful for albums.
Hidden bonus, serenity, shivers, control free, shivers.
Right, so let's play a tune. There we are. Now this is a 802.11g Wi-Fi receiver in this device, even though it's a 2013 model. You might say that is really bad, and it is, because it slows down the rest of your network if you have only 802.11n devices. But on the other hand, for streaming music, it is pretty good.
Music server.
And it works very well.
Button. Armin van Buuren. Controller icon shuffle. Button.
You can shuffle the music.
Control free. Controller icon repeat. Button.
You can repeat.
Shivers. Controller icon RWD. Button.
You can do something else. Rewind, I would imagine.
Controller icon pause. Button.
Pause.
Controller icon pause. Dimmed. Controller icon play. Dimmed. Controller
and
icon play.
You button. Notice it responds really quickly.
Controller icon stop. Button.
Stopping.
Controller icon FWD. Button.
Forward.
Volume icon. Button. Seven. Volume icon.
And
button.
There's the volume thing.
Volume BT small. Button.
Well, let's just turn it up for a second so you can enjoy these speakers. I mean, you have a fast forward in your media player too if you want to. This won't take long. Alright, so you will hear that these speakers are very small. They're bookshelf speakers, actually.
Volume icon. Controller icon FWD. Controller icon stop.
Let's stop this.
Controller icon stop.
They are bookshelf speakers, and so they're small and they don't manage this very well, but they're very accurate and they do the job great for a smaller room
or
lower level volumes.
Volume BT small. 18. Volume BT small.
One thing I'm noticing is that there's no home button in the play screen.
Navigation bar return.
So first you have to return. I'm also noticing a slight lag in this window, by the way.
Armin van Buuren search. Wall of sound. Shivers. Armin
all right.
Volume 18%. Volume BT small. 11. Volume icon.
Let's go home.
Toolbar icon servers. Button. Toolbar icon playlist. Button. Toolbar icon top. Button.
I can do all that too. I still don't know what this icon is.
T O O L B A R space I C O N space T O P.
Top. Yeah, well, what does it do? Go to the top of something.
Toolbar icon playlist. Button. Navigation bar home. Video. Pictures.
Ah, I see. It stays in the current screen, but it goes to the main level of that screen, whereas the home button,
video. Navigation bar home. Button.
Takes you all the way home.
Navigation bar setup.
Okay, so
seal,
good. There's another button which we don't need to touch.
Seal.
Simply because that's what happens when you do.
Navigation bar now.
So yeah, that is that. And the speakers that come with this thing are not huge. They are just small speakers. Physically, I would imagine they're computer speaker sized. They're really not all that big. Maybe a foot high, maybe not even that. Let's go find out. There's one here. It's the height of 1.5 iPhones, only barely. It is equally as deep, I would imagine, and it is just slightly wider than an iPhone. Again, this is the iPhone 5S.
Narrow button. Select icon. Music server. Button. Music server.
Well.
Select icon favorites. Button.
And that's what that is.
Select icon internet radio. Button.
You can AirPlay to this too, by the way.
Select icon music server. Button. Select icon USB. Favorites.
And as it shows.
Internet radio. Music. USB.
You can do USB.
Select icon tuner. Button. Select icon and optical.
There's the tuner, there's the digital in, which I'm not using.
Select icon CD. Button.
And a CD. And then if you go to that other big button, you can also do Last.fm and all those things on Spotify, which I haven't set up.
Select icon tuner.
So the one thing you cannot do with this app,
navigation bar return,
for the RCD-N8 at least, is that you cannot go in and set the settings of the device. There is a firmware update thingy. There is a setting to optimize sound quality for these particular speakers if you bought the speakers with them, and otherwise it will do flat sound output. There's a standby setting, there's an alarm setting, a clock, of course, if there's an alarm, and network settings. So it's not a big deal. It's usually a setup and leave it kind of a thing, but still you cannot do that with the app. Now, I know that a lot of you love this song, so let me just turn it up a little bit. I'm now in front of one of the speakers. And you can tell that they're small, but that they are very accurate too. And this is with the optimized mode turned on, by the way. But they're very, very decent speakers. Just don't crank them up. Right? And as I stroll through the living room, you notice that they're adequate for just a little bit of sound in the room. Now to the far end, and you notice that it gets quieter, you have no stereo image, but if we turn them back up, it's definitely adequate for a simple room if you want sound. And you can hook up bigger speakers if you need those. It has a subwoofer output as well, which we do not have, but it has that output. So you can do a huge amount of things with this, and I really like the set. Now I said you can do AirPlay.
One of five bars, signal strength, status bar, control center, AirPlay mode, off.
Go here into the control center.
Play button, next track, volume, air drop, AirPlay button, alert, selected, iPhone, button, seal. Button.
There's my seal.
AirPlay button.
And it's now turned on. Of course, that isn't very useful because it is quite laggy because it goes over the network. So if you want to play something that's on your phone, it's great. If you want to play something that's on the network anyway, you might as well use DLNA.
Wi-Fi on.
Anyway, so this is AirPlay, which doesn't do anything.
Camera, calculate, clock, flashlight, seal, button.
Just to prove that is possible.
Alert, iPhone, button.
If you go back to iPhone, then it
iPhone,
will
off.
Go back to doing whatever else it was doing.
Volume, 81, AirDrop, button, AirPlay, button.
All right. Let's find the app.
Select icon internet radio. Button.
There it is.
Select icon music server. Button. Select icon USB. Favorite internet radio. Music server.
And
USB. Select icon tuner. Button.
Clearly, we have to select re-enable this in order for it to go back to that. Oh well. So that is a selection of things you can do with this app. It's not extremely useful. Because if you don't have this device, you don't need this app. But, you know, for the sake of having something to demonstrate, I thought it would be a good idea to demonstrate this app. And I quite like it, it's useful. I mean, if you just want to change the volume quickly, what I would do is grab the remote control and just turn that volume down a bit. But if you're in a hurry, or even if you're all the way upstairs and you want to turn the volume up, this works over the network, so you can do it just fine.
Volume BT small.
One thing is that that's the volume up, and that's the volume left, so they have the same labels, which isn't too accessible. And there's a few unlabeled buttons, and there are a few quirks here and there in the app that make you go, huh, what's the idea of this?
Nine. Volume icon button.
For example, there's a volume icon as well.
20, 90, 40 right button.
And there's
20, 90, 40 left button.
The station buttons, which have a bit of an unclear label, but once you know that they change stations, it's easy enough. And there's that. If I go to the left, this device has RDS as well, by the way, but as you notice, it still says. So the only thing that changes is that it changes the megahertz, but it doesn't tell you what station this is. Now, if you add it as a favorite, say I go to yet another station, and say I like this station a lot. It still says that, and it says that,
FM.
And you're like, which station is this?
Tuner.
You don't know.
Select icon and favorites.
You button. Could also do this.
Alert. This station is stored on favorites now, 03.
And then accept that.
Okay, button.
And if you do that, you can see what it is. So if I would do that right now,
navigation bar return button.
It's now stored here.
Select icon of favorites button.
And that's the add favorites button that I tapped, by the way.
Navigation bar return.
So let's go back here.
Select icon tuner. Digital in. Tuner.
And go back
navigation bar, seal. Navigation bar now.
To the button. Top of the screen.
Button. Select icon tuner. Button. Tuner. Select icon favorites button.
And then go
select
into that favorites list. Explore by touch.
05. 003 BBC R3.
Apparently I've just added BBC Radio 3 to my... this is a cable radio, which is why the BBC is available. It's not here in the ether, so... yeah, but this is BBC 3.
03 BBC R3.
As my favorites tell me.
Delete.
And then you can delete it, which causes a few problems.
03. Swipe up down to select the
there we go. It's now gone.
02 Radio 2. Delete. Activate item.
Activate this one, and we're back to Radio 2. So you can find out what station something is like that. I haven't found another way to do it that is easier and more accessible and quicker. Also to demonstrate, if you want to add the favorites to something else,
volume BT small, 15%, volume 9.
Let's pick another station.
Volume icon, button, 1290
at 40 right, 1290 at 40 right, here.
Volume icon, 9, volume BT small,
turn it down just a bit.
Volume BT small, volume BT small.
So say I want to add this station, but I don't want it on slot 3, but I want it on slot 6.
6, volume, 12, 2, MHD, 101.60, FM, tuner.
Then,
select icon at favorite.
I would do add favorites.
Alert, this station is stored on favorites now, 03.
And then it wants to sort at number 3.
Okay.
You can either okay.
Select favorite no, button.
Select favorite number.
Cancel, button.
Or cancel, so you have to do select favorite number.
Select favorite no, button.
Which it says no, but I'm pretty sure it means number.
Select icon at favorite, button.
And then,
06.
You can edit at number 6.
Two.
There we go, and it's now on number 6. So again, we could go back,
navigation bar return.
Return to the previous screen,
navigation bar setup, button.
Swipe a little bit,
select icon favorites, button.
Favorites.
Select icon favorites,
open it up,
music server,
and
04, 05, 063 FM top.
It's apparently 3FM, right? So, and it's now on number 6.
Delete.
You can delete it again, which takes a bit of time as it communicates with the device.
03. Swipe up or down to select the custom action, 02 Radio 2.
And then again, you can go back to your favorite Radio 2. Because of course Radio 2 is your favorite.
Navigation bar return, button.
And that's how the app works.
Volume BT small, button. Volume BT small.
Now this station is a bit too quiet, so you have to turn it back up a little. Right, so that's how this works.
Screen lock.
And in terms of geekiness, this device scores high marks because it is enormously geeky. Of course, the one thing you need to do as a blind person is have somebody set up your Wi-Fi for you or your wired connection. It can do that too. It might actually be possible if you just hook up a wired cable, like an Ethernet cable, that it will automatically work. You don't have to do anything with sighted assistance. I don't know that, but for Wi-Fi you will want to ask somebody to go ahead and set that up for you on the device. But then you can do most things yourself, and that's really useful. Another thing you cannot really do yourself is firmware upgrade. Unless you have somebody enable the web interface, which allows you to do firmware upgrades as well. But then you have to manually acquire the firmware file from Denon, which is a bit tedious. So the quicker way is to have somebody check the firmware option in the menus, and that will automatically update, which is easier, of course, as I just said. So thank you for listening to the review of the geeky device with the geeky app. As an indication, this thing retails for maybe $500, including speakers, but that's euros, so I don't know about dollars or pounds or yens or any other currency, such as guilders, huh? I don't know about those, and but it's 500 euros, including speakers, approximately, if you want to buy a set. And if not, well then at least I hope you enjoyed listening to this.